Welcome, all podcast listeners. This is Tom Johnson, and today I'm going to do something a little different. Rather than interviewing someone or just talking about a subject, I tried to gather the top 10 news items that I think happened over the last month or past couple of months, actually. And the reason I'm doing this is because I have this site, writerriver.com, in which people post newsworthy items, and I want to try to filter or cull the top most newsworthy kind of informational items from that site, as well as other things. And I'm going to keep this short. It's going to be 10 minutes or less. It will be after the style of SDR News, if you've ever heard that one. And there's really no particular order, so if I left you out, I'm so sorry, but post it on Writer River. And now, also, these are kind of news items. They aren't necessarily my favorite posts, which Writer River also captures. So I'm going to actually do another little recording sometime labeled or titled Top 10 Posts for the past month. But this time, I'll just stick with Top 10 News Items. So number one, and by the way, I'm not going to really polish this, or if I screw up, I'm not going to go back and change it, only because it takes too long, and maybe that the little mistakes add to the appeal. For each of these news items, I excerpted a paragraph from the site or whatever talking about it. So let's go with number one, TechCom Toolbox. Shar writes, "One of the most common questions heard on many forums is, what tool do you use for what purpose? Answers vary, of course, because everyone has their own favorites, and some folks will even answer that the right tool is, quote, the one that best meets your needs." And she says that this site, the TechCom Toolbox, strives to provide a kind of directory of tools and consultants and conferences that people can easily browse, all related to technical communications. Pretty cool site. Definitely fills a gap that we needed. Number two, the emergence of STC groups on Twitter. Reading a post from Karen Mardell in Denmark clued me into this. She noted that she started the STC Access group on Twitter, and I started to think about some other STC groups and realized there's an STC Chicago, an STC Houston, an STC Boston. I'm going to start an STC Intermountain soon. I just decided to put Writer River on STC. Or no, not on STC. I decided to put Writer River on Twitter so that people can get little tweets when new posts are published. But I think this is an emerging trend. There are lots of STC groups that are going to quickly try to grab the Twitter names. And I don't know if this works like domain names or what, but I would definitely go out and get your STC group on Twitter because it's the thing to do right now. Number three, Writers UA Salary Survey and Tools Survey going on. The Writers UA Tools Survey is underway, the site says. The survey is designed to provide our community with a guide to the relative popularity and satisfaction of a number of tools. And the salary survey provides a look at the various factors that contribute to higher salaries in the software user assistance community. And it's really interesting, if you take the salary survey, there's definitely signs that we're in a recession because there are questions about layoffs or other things like that. I don't know if that's always been there, but it jumped out at me. I think these surveys are pretty cool. Definitely the salary survey always gets my attention. If I remember, I think last year's average salary was something like $73,000 a year or something. But the salary surveys seem to be a little different from what you find other places. All right. Number four, Jing Pro released. Jing Pro brings you simply the best in-class experience for quick visual online conversation. Imagine everything you already know and love about Jing, then add HD quality video, direct output to YouTube, no more branding at the end of your videos. So Jing is definitely a cool tool. If you've never heard of it, this is something you need to add to your toolbox. This allows you to make quick little videos in almost an instantaneous way, and you can easily send them to people. It works great for showing bugs, showing people how to do something, getting across quick notes without typing them down. And the pro version is only like $15 a year or something ridiculously low. Number five, I'm a tech writer photo gallery. Okay, this is kind of weird. If you go to imatechwriter.com, you will find a collage of images or a gallery of images. And this comes from Cherry Leaf, and they say, this project aims to challenge by showing technical writers. Let me back up a little bit. It says technical writers have an unfair image. This project aims to challenge this image by showing technical writers in a different light. The photos below are of technical communication professionals doing a variety of activities. So, and you can submit your own photo. So if you have something that's a little out of the ordinary, something that breaks the stereotypical mold or image of a tech writer, submit it, especially if you're doing something crazy. Okay, if you're just sitting in a desk and you're kind of all alone and you're kind of just staring at a computer, you may not want to submit that one. But anyway, it's kind of a cool thing. imatechwriter.com. Number six, the STC will record and make available the entire summit. This may be a little older, but in the recent news and notes that Mark Clifford just sent out, he talks about this, and he says that this will increase the value of your experience of the summit tenfold. After the conference, STC will sync the audio with the presentations and make them available by passcode for attendees on the STC website. This will allow you to attend all those sessions you missed. And a colleague of mine pointed out that sometimes you're sitting in a session and you think, man, this is the wrong one, or this is boring. So you jump into another one, but you're like halfway missed it. And so this allows you to kind of avoid that downer when you don't get into the right session that's got the relevancy for you. You can go back, you can comb all the sessions, and I'm really excited about this. The one part where I don't think they've analyzed what to do is if the speaker interacts a lot with the audience and takes questions from the audience. The speaker's going to have to repeat those, I think. Okay, number seven, WordPress 2.7 released. Now, for all those bloggers on WordPress, this is pretty big news because now you can upgrade WordPress directly from within WordPress. So the upgrade process for upgrading your version of WordPress is kind of cumbersome. And, you know, it involves FTP. It depends how you installed it, but basically greatly simplifies it. But even more than that, they've completely redone the UI on the back end. So it's really a different experience. It's kind of cool. As a related note, BuddyPress is also in beta. BuddyPress is a WordPress cousin. But this is like an MU, a multi-user version that extends blogging into the social network sphere. So it's kind of like a social network feature. Maybe useful, I don't know. All right, number eight. Alltop publishes a tech writing category. So Alltop is this project by Guy Kawasaki, who's well-known in the tech world. And he says, Alltop is an online magazine rack of popular topics. We update the stories every hour. Pick a topic by searching, by news category, by name, and we'll deliver it to you 24/7. Basically, all it is an RSS aggregator. And it's kind of cool that they included a tech writing category. And if you want to modify the feeds that they chose to put in there, contact Guy and he'll do it. You know, the feeds, it's kind of crazy that he's got all these different categories. And I asked him, I said, in an email, I said, how did you pick all these? And he said, oh, he had a tech writer do it. And so it's obviously not, I mean, it's according to one person's taste, and I suggested a few revisions, but basically they're about 30 or 35 blogs and their feeds are just syndicated. So it's kind of cool. It's more geared for topics that maybe you don't know much about, because I would think that you'd subscribe already with a feed reader to all the blogs you read, but definitely check it out. Number 9, Camtasia 6 released. With Camtasia 6, basically, they say that you can decouple the audio and video tracks to edit them independently. And you can move audio clips between and along tracks to line everything up perfectly. And they've made a lot of changes, not only in functionality, but in the user interface. It's pretty sharp looking. Definitely the separation of audio and video is something I wanted for a long time. I really think that they're moving ahead. I did find a bug in there, but whatever. I have trouble getting the exact steps to reproduce it. Still, I love Camtasia. I think it's great for doing voice-based tutorials. And number 10, DoctoHelp releases their 2009 version, which has a ribbon-based interface. Now, I'm not a DoctoHelp user, but I think that this is a pretty significant release for them. And here are a few things that are new. They have a built-in XML-based editor, dynamic help control for embedding help in .NET applications, drag-and-drop linking, and the ability to import project settings. So, that is all the news, top 10 news that I am reporting here. If you would like to advertise maybe your company or something on this podcast, feel free to contact me. I do WordPress consulting, so I'll throw in a plug here. If you are looking to get into blogging and you want to have a self-hosted WordPress blog, whether you want a custom theme, you want to modify a theme, you want help installing it, getting up and running, drop me a line. I'd be glad to help. I do charge for my consulting, but I'm very flexible and can meet whatever needs you have. Even if you just have a problem you can't figure out, send me an email and maybe I can troubleshoot it. All right, keep listening. Spread the message of Writer River to others, and I hope to see your comments and any feedback and continued presence online.